Some people think closing is difficult, but it's not. If you have done your presentation properly, closing is a natural ending to a great presentation. You've identified their needs, you've gotten them to emotionally connect, now it's time to guide them towards a decision. Here's a simple framework for leading them towards a yes. Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in sales and persuasion, asking the right questions. The sales industry has a less than stellar reputation. Salespeople are often misunderstood and distrusted, particularly bad ones. The bad ones have made it hard on the rest of us. Selling really isn't about pushing, it's about discovery. The best sales professionals aren't the ones with the smoothest pitches, those who know the right words and phrases to trick us into doing something we don't want to do. Instead, they're the ones who ask the right questions and actively listen and guide the other person to a decision for our mutual benefit. Mike Ferry, a well-known speaker, sales trainer, and coach in real estate, defines selling as influencing thought. Let me also paraphrase another concept he teaches. Selling isn't telling. A great presentation is a well-crafted and integrated series of questions that assists the prospect in making the best decision possible to solve their need or solve their problem. If a salesperson is doing all the talking, they aren't a good salesperson. Now, if you're saying, I don't need to know this, Mark, I'm not in sales. Well, that might be true in your professional life. You may not have the title of salesperson, but I would beg to differ. This information will help you make your life better. All of us will benefit from sales training. If we want to influence our spouse on the location for our next vacation, or share the importance to our children of making their bed, doing their homework, or eating a healthy diet, any person in relationship with any other human being will be more successful and have a more fulfilled life if they upgrade their sales skills. Great questions guide conversations. They uncover real needs and create emotional connections. If you master this skill, you'll not only sell more, you'll serve better, connect deeper, and build stronger relationships. So today, we're breaking down four key areas: the power of discovery and active listening, open-ended versus closed-ended questions, layering questions, peeling back the onion, so to speak, and how to guide conversations towards a yes. So let's jump in. First, we'll talk about the power of discovery and active listening. Have you ever had a conversation where someone really listened to you? You know, not just nodding along, waiting for their turn to speak, but truly engaged. What did they do? Well, they probably looked you in the eye, allowed you to finish your sentences without interruption. They asked clarifying questions and stayed on your topic until you were completed, right? Then they probably rephrase back to you what you said to confirm their understanding and get your agreement on their point of view before asking another question. That's called active listening, and it begins with questions. Here's the truth. People don't buy products or services. They buy desirable outcomes. They don't care about features. They care about the benefits, how those features solve their problems. And many times, they don't even know what their real problem is. That's why we call it discovery. It's the most critical part of sales. Your first job? It's not to sell, but to help them discover their own needs. So how do we do that? Well, we start with the right questions. Let's start with the basics. Closed-ended questions invite yes or no answers. Open-ended questions, on the other hand, require a longer response. The questions like this usually start with who, what, why, when, or how. So, for example, a closed-ended question might sound like this. Do you want to sell your home? No. Or yes. An open-ended question. When do you plan on moving? Now, it's hard to answer that question yes or no. Which one do you think gives you more information? Which one gives the prospect the invitation to talk and give up more information? It's the open-ended question, of course. Closed-ended questions aren't bad. They serve a purpose. They serve a purpose of confirmation, clarity, and they're used for closing. But when you're uncovering needs, you want your prospect to open up. An easy formula to remember is the 80-20 rule, where the other person talks 80% of the time and we talk 20% of the time. To make that work, we need to invite the other person to do their part by asking questions that will get them to talk and provide information that will help us understand and able to help them. This also helps build rapport and trust. Most people's favorite subject is themselves and the things that interest them. Now, I mentioned speaker and author Hank Trissler in the past. He made an important statement I will never, ever forget. He said, "People buy for their reasons, not ours." Now think about what I just said. People buy for their reasons, not ours. If I am asking questions, learning about my prospect, and I listen, I can learn his or her reasons for buying. My job is to find out what he or she wants, and they will tell me if I ask and if they trust me. So be a good listener and a good communicator and ask good questions. Demonstrate your interest in them. Most people respond if you are honestly interested, if you take the time to ask and really listen and respond to their answers. Now contrast that experience with the salesperson telling you what they think you should do or what home, car, or stereo you should buy. We have all had bad experiences with lousy salespeople just like that. Some powerful open-ended questions to get them talking sound like this. Tell me more about how you see you and your family in your new dream home. What's the biggest challenge you're facing in the search? What would success look like for you for timing and your price point? These questions get them to think, reflect, and engage. Asking open-ended questions is good, but it's not enough. Powerful salespeople and communicators go much deeper. Think of it like peeling back the layers of an onion. The first question opens the door. The second question digs a little bit deeper. The third question uncovers the real powerful emotion that will motivate your prospect to take action with you. Here's an example. What will happen if you don't sell soon and find another home? Our prospect might say, "Our house is too small now. We have another baby on the way. So it's only going to get worse for us." My next question. So how do you foresee that space issue affecting your life and your family dynamic going forward? They say, "I don't even want to think about how stressful it will be. We're constantly tripping over toys and we have no storage and feel like we're always on top of each other." So here's where we go deeper. What would it mean for you and your family to have a home that truly fits your needs? And your prospect responds, "Oh my, it would be a huge relief. We could finally have space to breathe. The kids could have their own rooms and we wouldn't feel so cramped all the time." You see, that's where real buying decisions happen, on an emotional level. They are now emotionally connected to an identified solution. So how do you get them to emotionally feel that solution? You know, people buy on emotion and justify with facts. An average salesperson might say, "This home has a large deck and is big enough for your family, doesn't it?" That's not a bad question. But a superior salesperson might say, "Can you smell the steaks on the barbecue on a summer evening as the sun begins to set? The whole family could get to enjoy that scene together." So once you uncover a pain point, you want them to feel the benefit of solving it emotionally. So ask questions that guide them into a vision of what success feels like and looks like. I listened to this demonstrated in real time once with a staff person I worked with some years back in a training class. The presenter was teaching communication skills and using a specific telephone dialogue for prospecting. He asked the following questions. "How do you see using this information will get better results with the job you're currently doing?" My coworker answered, "If I answer these questions, that'll help me understand how to help our customers better, which means I'll be able to do a better job and get better results, which will be good for everyone, the customers and our company." The trainer says, "So terrific. So tell me, you know, what will that do for you?" She says, "Well, if I do better and keep more clients and they're happy, my boss is going to be happy with me and I might get a raise." And the presenter said, "Wow. And how will that make you feel?" She says, "That would be awesome. I want to do well, and someday, if I do well, I would be able to possibly own my own company." Now, strange as you may think that that sounds, this conversation really happened. I was there. By using good communication techniques and asking the right questions in the right way and zeroing in on the benefit to our young staff person, the sales trainer effectively kindled her motivation and her dreams. She was now emotionally connected to an outcome to be achieved using his techniques. When people feel what's possible, they start to believe in the solution. And belief is what leads to action. So use high-impact questions that uncover needs. If you want to supercharge your ability to ask really great questions, well, here are some of my favorite high-impact ones. Start with, what's the biggest challenge you're facing with, and describe the problem? Finding a new home. Next question, how long has this been an issue for you? If nothing changes, what will that mean for you in the next 6 to 12 months? If we could solve this for you, what would that allow you to do? What's holding you back from making a change? Notice how each question moves deeper and deeper into the decision-making process. You're not just selling, you're coaching them towards a solution. Now, finally, I want to talk about how to guide conversations towards a yes. Some people think closing is difficult, but it's not. If you have done your presentation properly as we have described it so far, closing is a natural ending to a great presentation. You've identified their needs. You've gotten them to emotionally connect. Now it's time to guide them towards a decision. Here's a simple framework for leading them towards a yes. The first thing to do is summarize their pain points. So imagine I'm talking with a buyer. So you mentioned you wanted a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in a nice neighborhood with underground utilities. You didn't want any structural work, but new carpet and paint weren't a problem. You wanted a usable backyard that is fenced and safe for your grandchildren to play in, and you didn't want to spend more than X number of dollars. Now, by the way, this is a real conversation, and I used to write down all the things that people told me were important to them early on, and I made sure that they saw me write it down. Next, reinforce their emotional reason. And it sounds like having a home like that would give you peace of mind and you could start having your grandchildren over this summer. Now, we have looked at all the homes in the neighborhoods that interested you. This home at 123 Main Street has, and you list all the features your buyer said they wanted, and then ask one more question. Is there anything that we've missed? In this case, the lady said, "Well, no, I think you got it all." My next question was this. I guess then we should write and present an offer for you today so we can get you in this home before some other family snatches it away from us, right? Are you ready to put your offer together? When done right, closing is easy. She bought the house. Here's your challenge for this week. Pay attention to the questions you ask. Are they open-ended or are they closed? Are your prospects talking more or are you? Practice layering your questions. Go at least 3 layers deep on the same subject. Dig deep for the emotion. Listen for emotional cues. Where do they light up? Where do they hesitate? What is their body language telling you? Now, if you have any questions or stories that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Let me take a moment to give a big thank you to our sponsors, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. You can reach her at 858-999-1778. And RE/MAX Big Bear Area Experts at 909-866-6161. Additional contact information can be found in the show notes. If you have questions for me, email me at timetestedmastery@gmail.com or connect with me on social media. Until next time, ask better questions, listen actively, and watch your success skyrocket.